speaking about the halachot of the berachot. It goes according, this book goes according to the Shulchan Aruch. You know, there is, in Shulchan Aruch, there are four volumes. It's called Or HaChayim, Yoreh De'ah, Ibn HaEzer, Hashem Mishpat. We are reading something that involved with Or HaChayim, daily life. During this summer, instead of reading Gemara and that, we'll try to cover this subject of Berachot. The Berachot begins right away in the Shulchan Aruch, from Netilat Yadayim, washing of the hands in the morning, washing of the hands for the meals. Then all the laws about the meals, there is about over 50 chapters that they talk, and every chapter there is many paragraphs that they talk about laws that have to do with the meals. From Netilat Yadayim, Hamotzi, Bekat HaMazon, so many simanim. Of course, it involves many things, not only the Berachot themselves. What do you say? What is bread? What not bread? What's called a cake? And so on. Definition of the items also. And then the Berachot. After that, they talk about the Berachot of any other kind of products like food, what Beracha we say on it. I'm going to reverse, to start with the Berachot of the food, instead of going with Netilat Yadayim, Hamotzi, and Berkat HaMazon, because it involves so much, I don't know if we can cover too much during summer. Now the rabbi begins here this way. Dinei Berkat Perot HaIlan, the Berachot that you say on the food that you grow on a tree. Al Kol Perot HaIlan, Mevarech B'Techila Borei Peri HaEtz, all the food that you grow on a tree, you say before the eating, Borei Peri HaEtz. But there is one thing you don't say Borei Peri HaEtz, even though it comes from products that come from food, comes from the tree. What is it? Wine. You have a special bracha on it. Borei Peri HaGefen. Why? Because of the importance of the wine. The wine has great value for the people, that makes them happy. And the special thing today, we know in every party said, let's have a drink. The drink of those days used to be
wine.
Mainly wine. Now that's what I say. Up to now, there are many countries that their main drink is wine, more than other alcoholic things. And because of the importance of this product, they say a special beracha, Borei Peri HaGefen. Besides what there is in the Nevi'im, they said, the vine said, I make God happy and man. How is that? Mesameach Elohim ba'anashim. What is that? Mesameach Elohim. How do you make God happy? Because every korban that we offer, we pour wine. That's called nesach. Venesko yain revi'it ha'in lakeves ha'had. When they offered an animal of sheep, they brought a quarter of hin of wine. If they brought ram, what did they put? One third of a hin. If they brought from the cattle, they brought half a hin. So it's quarter, third, half. That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I want you to put one over the Korban in Bet HaMikdash on the altar when you offer the Korban. Anavim she'adayim lo yatsu mide sapek boser. Boser called unripe grapes. In Arabic they call it husram. When the grapes are not ripe enough, you don't say Borei Peri HaGefen or Borei Peri HaEtz. What do you say on it if you eat it? Some people they like to eat it, some people wouldn't even taste it. It's sour.
Huh? Bed of Hassan, it's delicious.
Yeah?
Oh, delicious.
Very good, okay.
What?
You know, years
they
ago.
They call it bed of Hassan.
You know what David Hassan lives? There's a vine over there.
Yeah.
Grape wine. picked it early in the season, they were really sour. You know what bad rhubarb is? You know what bad rhubarb is? You know what the rhubarb is?
Rhubarb. I didn't.
It looks like celery, it's sort of reddish green. Mm-hmm. Very sour. They make that thing, we mash it and we make it with eggs. It's called bad rhubarb. Or you make bad rhubarb. You take these not ripening grapes, very sour, delicious.
And I see they do it today. Yeah. But that's when you make it with eggs.
With eggs.
But they take the haslam, they eat it the way it is.
Myself, oh.
Some people can't even taste it.
So what did they say? Cool?
No, he said here, as long as they not get life, or even if it is a doubt in your mind, is it really, what do you call it, still unripe or ripe? You say, borei peri ha'adama. You don't say, borei peri ha'adama. You say, borei peri ha'adama. Unless it becomes already grown to know that it is ripe, then you say, borei peri ha'adama.
Every fruit like that, or just the same?
What?
Every fruit, if it's not ripe, you say,
yeah, we'll come to it, yeah.
Well, what
we'll
about
later.
The grape is grown for wine.
Yeah.
It's grown for wine. But you eat the grape. Shouldn't you say a gefen on it?
No.
Because, like, it, no. I remember they said, if the orange is grown for the juice, even on the orange, you say, shehe kud.
No.
That could be. What do you get eating an orange.
It's not.
But it's not eaten.
How do I
not
know
only, it's not.
For.
These oranges are grown for juice, not to be eaten.
No,
like an orange.
Even though the
he's still eating.
You don't say shakur. You say ha'etz when you eat the orange itself. We'll come to it later. Every subject by itself.
Okay.
But now grapes, you say borei peri ha'etz. The wine, the importance of the grapes is the wine. Then you say borei peri ha'gefen. All trees, when it is already ripe that you can eat them, Maran says, it's a mahalokit. Some they say, if it's not ripe enough completely, you say shehakor on other fruits. And grapes, you say, other things, other food, you will say shehakor. There, of course, if Maran said, you can say borepriyayetz, we can rely on him. Especially for us, for Adim. Maran is the most important rabbi that we follow. As our rabbi said, Rav Hida used to say, any question you have, Lechu el Yosef, asher yomor lechem ta'asu. Sultan Humash, go to Yosef. Who said that? Pharaoh. Pharaoh said to the people, you hardly even want to eat. Would you come to me? Go to Yosef. Yosef was in charge of all the food. So we went to him. He told us, you will not give us food unless we circumcise. He said, Lechu el Yosef, asher yomar lachem ta'asu. Go to Yosef. Whatever he tells you, you do. And the Rav Hida uses this sentence for the Humash. He said, if you want to know any law what to do, go to Yosef. Who is Yosef?
Maran Bet Yosef.
Maran, it'll be Yosef Karo. His name is Yosef Karo. He wrote the book Bet Yosef because his name is Yosef. But after Bet Yosef, he wrote the Shulchan Aruch. He said, Lechu el Yosef, asher yomar lachem ta'asu. And later on, rabbis after Rav Hida, they use it on Rav Hida himself. Because his name, Hayim Yosef, David Rav, Lechu el Yosef. Recently, they use it for Chacham Avadia. Lechu el Yosef, asher yomar lachem ta'asu. Means Yosef too. As they took it from a reason, the first one to use it about some rabbi was Rav Hida, about Maran. He said, we should follow all of Maran. Surely, even though when there is mahloket, we do the one that's more general. They both agree that you do the mitzvah. Even against Maran, they follow that opinion. But in this case, if a person wants to rely on Maran, definitely he could. And then the idea is that he can rely on Maran to say borei peri ha'etz. Now, if a person cooks the haslam, as you said, and it's very, very ought to be edible by cooking it, the way you said, Berb Hasram. And yeah, Berb Hasram, maybe the eggs is more important. I don't know how. There's only the Hasram.
You don't taste the eggs, Robert.
To give flavor, no?
You don't taste the eggs. But you taste the Hasram.
They put so much Hasram.
No, it's not that. They're so sour.
Yeah, but doesn't mean
and the egg is
the egg's the very bland. The egg is very bland. The egg is just to hold it together.
Was it like an omelet you make out of it?
No,
or no.
No, it scrambled it becomes together. Yeah, you mix it, but the grapes get you mush the mash grapes.
Uh-huh.
The grapes
the idea is they should not say they should not say bracha havana on haslam. To say arayitz apreayitz, arayitz apreayitz. You say every fruit of a tree you say arayitz after it's ripe, but hasron you don't say arayitz apreayitz, and therefore our rabbis they advise if a person eats hasron that these unripe grapes should not eat shi'ur, should eat less than shi'ur. What shi'ur? Kazayit. Mm-hmm. That means less than 1 ounce. Because then there is a doubt, should he say bracha, even though the halacha we say, don't say bracha on rayitz. But there is a doubt about it, therefore not to eat, sure.
If he did, he would say bracha for short, or when was the last time you
ate it? That's right.
What?
When was the last time you ate it?
No.
6, 7 years.
Occasionally she gets it, when she finds it in the store or something.
You're the only one who eats it.
A person who eats the seeds of the watermelon, bizarre, you know. Or melon. What bracha does he say on it? He says, she has gone in Yavid Volam. He says, it comes from the fruit, but it's not the main
thing. Byproduct.
Therefore, you say, she has gone. If he made by mistake, he said, Bore Priya Adamam. It's not a lie. It is correct. But the Avad, Yatsah. If you did it, Yatsah Adamam.
He said that, yes.
No.
No problem.
Watermelon, even the food itself is not. That's
it,
Abahud Bezerah. That's yes. It comes from, well, that comes from the God.
Does that go for all the.
Does it?
All the business, like pumpkin seeds, would be the same.
No, is that what they call sun?
Sunflowers. Yeah, that's what we had a question on.
That's what we had about. Yeah. Some people, they say to say, shall call on it also.
On the sunflower seed?
Yeah. And they can.
The plant is grown for the seed.
I said, some people.
Not the byproduct, that is the product.
If they say charcoal,
they didn't do nothing.
There is a lot of rabbis that say
she said charcoal. Yeah, we
because it's general,
but,
so
if say her adama, the proper thing. Sometimes they take fruit and they use only the shell of the fruit. You know what they do, Syrian people also, from the orange, from the etrog. But they make.
I mean the halo.
Halo.
Yeah.
They make the shells. They use it. What they say, bracha. Since it is the outside of the fruit, you say, shekel. But sometimes they use the inner part of the shell. That is, the outer part and the inner part that comes with the white only. If there is some fruit that use the inner part, they don't say shekel. Then they say, Borepriyayitz. If
it's not identifiable. Which one? It's not identifiable.
What if they used only the inside?
When you look at it, you don't see the fruit.
The outside with some trace.
But you know.
You don't really see the fruit.
But you know what it is.
You see candy.
No.
It's special.
They shred it. First of all, they shred it.
Not shredded.
What do you call it?
Pieces.
Pieces?
Yeah,
I've
never
seen pieces. Oh, they shred it when they
hello that you make from oranges, of course you say shakon.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes there's some food that you can, that you divide it. There's the outer part and the part. Depends on some people. If you use the outer part, as we said.
You never make it shredded.
You never make it shredded?
Pieces.
Anything, any fruit that you squeeze it, you take the drink, what do you say on the drink? Except two items. What are they? One, you know, one of the grapes, you separate, and olives. If you take oil, olive oil, you don't say shakol. What do you say? Bore, peri, haitz. That's hiddush. But this is, but there is certain kind
if you drink
of oil, certain kind of oil. The Gemara said the oil that comes from Eretz Israel, Bore Shemen Arev. That's great, but today who takes Shemen by itself? They don't take it. Long ago they used to take
it. Really?
Yeah. They say very healthy.
He's,
he's
not even very healthy. You're
no, but if they go like this.
That's different. They take it for medicine sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, talk. But then they.
Especially that's what they call
castor oil.
Castor oil, yeah.
Castor oil.
They used to give it to the children as
well. Yeah, yeah. Well, the kid was bad.
They used to give it to the kids. Of course, but today, what they do is like candy. Yeah, they give it to them like candy, the children. They love it. Give them more.
What, castor oil?
Today, they give it to them like candy.
Really?
Sure. That's not your time. We gave our children, we gave them like candy. Sure. They found a way, all of you, today. If the honey that comes from the dates also, charcoal. Or bee honey, they say, charcoal. They eat it by itself. Sometimes they take the juice, they mix it with water. It's the difference. The juice is charcoal, the water is charcoal. Therefore, it stays the same thing. Today they make a lot carrot juice. In Eretz Israel, that's one of the very popular things. I don't know, here. Is it popular? Carrots.
Sure, they have it in the VA. Can you get it in the VA?
The VA is an assortment. It's 8 fruits and 1. Oh. VA, no good. But in the house, my wife.
VA, not close. On the Geffen,
yeah.
Does it have to ferment to get the better?
No,
So even on grape juice, you say a Geffen to
it. You squeeze it.
And not only that, that's why the grape juice also is good for kiddush. They prefer to have one, but those they can, she even Pesach, that you put Chatov or a pre-kepen, Yotsevo Yidah, Chavava Pesach. All those people that they can't drink one. They ask me many times, why they say Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Elai, who was a great rabbi to know. I said, he had a bank or so to Pesach. Some princess saw him. He was such a nice looking, handsome. She told him, you must be one of the two things. Or that you drink a lot of wine. Or that you are a farmer, that you raise pigs. Princess telling him, he told her, Tikpah Ruha, he cursed her. He told her, she told that she knows. He takes wine, 4 cups of wine, Leil Pesach, and he has a headache till Shavuot for me. From Pesach to Shavuot. And he used to tie his forehead with a special kerchief from pains. And the pigs, said, we're not allowed to. They asked me, Rabbi, if grape juice is good, why didn't he take grape juice? To have a headache from Pesach Shavuot. I said, many times children ask me that, even in school. I tell them, you forget, young man here, you are living in a generation that you have grape juice on Pesach.
They didn't have that.
At that time they never had. There was no vacuum pack like today. If you leave grape juice on Pesach, it gets spoiled. The grape juice, when is the time of the grapes? they pick it up after the harvest time. Okay, you'll have close to Rosh Hashanah, Kippur, leave it 6 months till Pesach. Nothing will be left out of it. Therefore, there was no grape juice. But today, the grape juice is mine. I remember when I was a child, my father took ill. He couldn't have wine. What to do? We took raisins. We soaked it in the water for 3 days. And then we squeezed those raisins. It became wine.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Every Thursday, my mother used to do it in Cuba, had no kosher wine.
Oh, really?
Used to soak the...
Well, you were in
Cuba.
Cuba?
Yeah, sometimes we couldn't find kosher wine.
But she made with the raisins.
So she soaked the raisins from Friday night, from Thursday night, and Friday she squeezed it and put it. You go to one, then you only have
one. That means, that's what we did when we were children. We did it. For my father also.
Friday
and
Saturday night.
No, Friday.
No, Abola,
the raisins has to be soaked 3 days.
No, Abola, in the back shoe, they didn't have this. I mean, someone brought in an orange to say,
big problem.
Big problem.
Big problem.
So, who stopped him?
I am.
Henry. Today,
yeah, there is sometimes some food like dog, like that. There is a machloket to say hanotem le'ahto
b'perot.
And lemon also they bring it. They don't like to bring lemon because there's a safek on
the. I don't know why they didn't bring the samim.
What to say?
They had an orange on the
kedah
in the back
store. No, they shouldn't. Orange definitely not. Sometimes in Syrian people, they didn't want to bring besamim in the mourner's house because the besamim just comes
and
only for joy and happiness. And then, well, the house of mourners, they don't bring it. What did they bring? Lemon and the dam of Dabdara. And there is a mahloket, I mean, some they say to avoid it. Why? To say, I'm not in
the
or not. Like the
Clothes.
Oh,
this
clothes. Yeah.
It's a spice.
Yeah. Okay. If there is a food that they fried it or they cooked it, and after they cook it, they want to eat it. You can recognize it, you want to eat it. Still, you say, well, right? But if it's already melted, mashed, that you can't recognize it, it becomes like already liquid. Then you say shekel. And no difference if it is food of the trees, or food that you grow from the garden, or vegetables, still you say shekel. If it is melted, becomes liquid. Here he came. He said, grape juice. Oh, all this that I make, like milk, pasteurized, and you want to say beracha, but definitely you say beracha gefen, you say ala gefen, beracha gefen at the end, but you can make kiddush on it, Shabbat and holidays. I was telling you, this is what I'm going to talk about, it's the raisins. They must have, if they want to separate the gefen, must be soaked in water at least 3 days. If not, they cannot separate the gefen in it. Maybe in some books they say the raisins has to be a little bit wet, not too dry. Too dry that there is no, it's not juicy at all. It's not good. But it's something that later on, when you squeeze, it comes something. After you soak it in the water, comes something from there.
Better in the refrigerator. Better in the refrigerator or outside? Better in the refrigerator to soak it or outside?
Anyway, if you like it from the Frigidaire, take it from the Frigidaire. If you like it outside, some people, they don't like too cold. Some people, the opposite, they like the cold one. This is up to the individual. When you put it in the Frigidaire, most people like it from the Frigidaire. It becomes tastier. But if you feel you like it out of the Frigidaire, good luck to you. How do you like it?
I like it cold, but I meant to do it for the 3 days.
You mean
it's better to do it outside or in the fridge?
No, in the water, soaking in the water.
Yeah, better outside.
No, no difference. But usually when you soak in the water, outside gets more into the water, more taste of the raisins go into the water. Sometimes they make wine, after they make the wine, they make it solid.
Solid?
Yeah, solid. Becomes, yeah, becomes already, you know, like today with Harosa. You can take dates and boil them and boil them and boil them, become thicker and thicker and thicker, that become thick like something solid. Therefore, if any drink, that wine would be cooked so much till it become like chunk of something, there's no proper given anymore. What do they say? Charcoal. Even though it is the wine. I don't know if you know, today the harosa that the Syrian make is different. They make it, it is thick already, it's because made from the fruit. But some people, they make the harosa, they take the dates, after they put it, they soak in the water, they boil it, they keep boiling, till it becomes very, very thick. That's the harosa of many, many communities in the world. And if it is already solid, that you can't say anymore. The bracha of Borepriyayet, and in wine, you can say Borepriyagefen, then becomes Sherkon. Even though it would be taste of wine in it, still you say Sherkon.
Is there a machloket on Mevushal?
Yes, machloket, what's the bracha? Machloket in the Rishonim, what bracha to say. Even though the halacha is Borepriyagefen, Shana Rosel Borepriyagefen, there is harif, there is one of the Rishonim, very great. Say, once you cook it, you say shakur. Therefore, some they don't like to take the mevushal for Shabbat, for Kiddush. But already the custom, they take it. The question here, what should we prefer? Take regular wine, and there is question, very questionable. The goyat, did touch it or not? Or take something cooked, that there's nothing to worry about here in Neser, and doesn't matter the bracha, since the halacha and Shulchan Aruch to say, for a bragefen, we prefer in this country that in every home there is maize, and maybe she touched it. We don't say, even though in our home we don't say Kiddush only on wine, when we go to the homes of the people, we worry maybe Chadamim touched it. We prefer to say Kiddush on whiskey. Definitely better to make Kiddush on wine. But since it is a question of can you make Kiddush on it or not, is there any question of Yain Neser or not? Therefore, we take the Yain Mevushal. But there is no question of Yain Neser. But of course, well, that's what they say some people among in our community, see many people put a little bread in it.
Where did that come from?
Because if it is a majority bread, yes. But put a little bread.
Yeah,
not a mistake. Yeah. Now, it is a custom on reading Arah cognac, they say, share colonies, even though they come from fruit.
Even cognac? Cognac
even
comes
cognac,
from grapes.
Cognac, huh? No, no, no. If it says from grapes, it's different. There's cognac that a person, even if it's from grape, this is already only what they call the sweat. The cognac also of grapes is not from the grapes straight. Exactly like the arak. What the arak do?
They boil
the steam.
It steams. It comes down the pipe. The coke.
Exactly, the cognac, they do the same thing. And therefore, it is sheer cord. They don't say, blow a project.
Well, commercial arak today.
Listen, of course, the person didn't ask by mistake. He said, you know, these they do it from grapes. He did it. And he said, it's true. We don't tell him it's no good to go over to say Sherkot. But the proper thing is to say Sherkot.
Commercial ada is not made from raisins.
No. Mostly.
They make it from sugar cane and molasses.
They used to make dates.
Sugar cane and molasses.
Really?
In Israel too?
I did the research.
In Israel?
Yeah. Aluf is made from sugar cane. Ashkelon is made from molasses.
Which one is made of?
None of them are made from raisins. That's why it's so
but
cheap.
But the other here they used to make?
The home bread. What they used to make in the house they made from raisins.
Yeah.
The commercial ada
raisins
is not made from raisins.
Yeah.
None of the commercial ada is made from raisins.
Mm-hmm.
I used to import it.
All these people, what do you do? Zara.
No, he made it from raisins.
Yeah.
What they made in their homes.
Not only raisins.
What they made in their homes, they made from raisins. What they made in their home, they made from raisins. What's made commercially, like aluf and eshkalon and those, they're made from sugar cane or molasses.
Uzo.
What?
Uzo.
I don't know about uzo. I never checked uzo.
Okay. Then depend. If you make the cognac from wine and say Boepergeven, okay, we tell him. But sometimes they make it from different kind of food. Say Boepergeven, very bad. That's why you see today in the counter you cherry wine, bottoms. Person says wine, he thinks Boepergeven. There's no Boepergeven. All kind of berries, you don't say Boepergeven. It's so misleading many times, because people, they take their bottle, wine, it's still the wine, but it's not wine. Wine we call only something that's made from the grapes, and this is not. All cherry wine is Sherkot, it's not Boepergeven. The person takes olive oil, he drinks it. Do they say bracha on it or not?
We said before.
But a question the Gemara asked, he said, on olive oil? They said, anything that harmful, you don't say bracha. Drink olive oil by itself, but they drink olive oil mixed with something. When they mix it with something, then it's not harmful. And there is beracha on it. They call it in the Gemara anigron. Anigron means oil mixed with some other things, some vegetable juice. Then there is beracha. But to drink the olive oil by itself, even if he takes it for health or another, he cannot say beracha on it. Because the Gemara said, is mazik. Something that mazik to the harmful to the body, you don't say bracha. This is Mishnah. V'yada omer kol min kelala in bracha. The Mishnah said about locks. Locks, you say bracha on it? I said, yes. Now the bracha. Came with Yehuda, I said, what? That's kelala. It comes something that destroys on the food of the people. You don't say bracha on it. Therefore, it's
allowed to eat that.
Corbin, very good question. Very good question. The Torah said, There is five kind of locks. One of them is kosher. They use it in the Mitzrayim and certain that they were pickling it. They made a pickle out of it. And they were eating. There is one called Arbe, the locks. There is one Hagar, one Gazam. Five different names. The only kosher one is Hagab. Hagab, that's a type of the locust that's called Hagab, is kosher. Today we don't know it. But the Yemenite, they have tradition that they know which one is the kosher one. Yemenite Jews. And during the war, World War I, there were Yemenite who lived in Eretz Israel, and they said, at that time came a lot of locusts in Israel, and there was no food to eat. People were dying from starvation in the World War I. They used to take the locusts, the Yemenite, and eat it. It became big, big questions among the people in Israel. Can we eat it relying on what they know, the Yemenite, or we can't? Some people, they said, if it's kosher for them, it'll be kosher for us. Since they have tradition that it's kosher. Some, they said, they would rather die from starvation than eat it. That was a big question they kept asking the rabbis. Are we allowed to rely on them? And they used to say, they look, they check on it, they see like certain lines, like het, hagav, on it. And they knew that this is the kosher one. We don't know, so like today, techeret. Was that tzitzit you put? Techeret. What's techeret? One string should be sky blue colors. And the sky blue color, exactly what the Torah called techeret, you can't make it properly only from the blood of a fish called halazon. We don't know which fish is that. Must be there is some kind of blue fish, that its blood is sky blue. There was a rabbi, Rabbi Yosef Rosen, Admor, that many, he had many followers in Europe. He went to make research on it. And he went and he found that fish in the Mediterranean Sea near Italy. But he said he found the halazon, and he ordered all his followers to take one woolen string of the tzitzit and color it with that blood of the fish, and this is the techeret. He did it. Ooh, what a big, big noise in the world. Should we rely on him or not? Most of our rabbis came into agreement, decision, that only his followers can follow him, but all other Jews should not use it. Because still we are not sure that this is the right one. His followers, he is the rabbi. Just follow the rabbi.
Didn't show it to any other rabbis?
Huh?
You didn't show it to any other rabbis?
No rabbi agreed with him, because still they were in doubt. It was questionable for them. The sugar, what Beracha you say, you know, they make it from? Originally the sugar. Sugar from what?
Cane.
That is shakor. Even though that goes out of the ground. You don't say anything, only shakor. But if you have fruit in front of you, you are going to say beracha on the fruit, and you have the sugar, have in mind when you say beracha on the fruit, you have etz adama, rely on etz adama that you say for the sugar.
Then don't say
shakol. That's right. You don't say shakol on the sugar when there is ice in the other one part of it. But if it doesn't have, you should say shakol.
What if you ate the sugar cane?
Huh?
If you sucked on the sugar cane,
yeah,
you would say adamant.
That's
right?
A good question. Mm. We'll come to
right.
It. So. Now, some people, they were saying, Robert, they asked me this question. You said we should say Baruch B'Ra'etz and Adama and don't say Shakol on the sugar cane. But sometimes they want to say they have a reason for it. Every Jew must complete 100 brachot a day. Comes from Bad, a short of brachot. Comes to Rabbi, I want to say Shakur first on the sugar cane, and then say Ayis and Adama. Because once I say Ayis and Adama, I don't say Shakur, I want to gain one more bracha. We tell them, yes, you do that.
You say, but first, why they're not on the table at the same time?
Even
in
the temple.
Really?
If you have in mind, you don't want this bracha to be on the eyes and Adama.
That's the whole
you
thing.
Say,
oh, you can do that?
That's right.
And you have to say the shahakol first, in other words, right? Otherwise,
if you said the shahakol, it would also cover the fruit.
Fruit too, but you have to.
As long as he has in mind, he doesn't want to
cover the fruit. Okay.
Here comes something which is very questionable. The rabbi agreed one way, and many, many rabbis do not agree with it. And I said, the rabbi, this book is the Pinyan Chamodesa. Dates that you grind them, and they are mashed already, and you don't recognize them. Don't they make masapan, they make all this from almonds. Take almonds instead of dates. You don't recognize it at all. What bracha do you say? We used to say always, Shakur. Maran said to say Brevriites. Doesn't change, even though it's mashed, change its form, you still say Brevriites bracha or original bracha. But many, many poskim says no Shakur. And that's what we were doing, because Safek Berachon, Lehakim. We do bracha that they will all agree if you did it, say it, it's good. Even Maran, she said Shakur, it's good. But he said, say Brevriites. Came all the rabbis during the time of Maran and after his time, they said Shakur. Safek Brecha Da'akel, what do we say? Shakur. The rabbi said, no, we should do like Maran said, Brevri. Ayats. Because it tells you, doesn't matter if you change its form, as long as you know this is from dates, from almonds, you say the bracha of the dates, bracha of the almonds. You don't change it. Almonds, ayats. Dates, ayats. You say ayats. This is the opinion of Moran, and the rabbi followed this. I once questioned it. You know, Sefek Brachot HaKel, even Neged Maran, he did not answer. But then, took a couple years later, he went and he wrote on it, and he wrote proof to say, over prayers, say, why? What is the rule of Sefek Brachot HaKel? He says, Sefek Brachot HaKel, even against Maran. Then he found some books that they said, when do we say Safek Berachot HaKel even against Maran? If the Beracha that Maran said you say it is no good according to the opinion of other rabbis. But here, other rabbis said, say Shakur. How about if by mistake a person said Berapriyayetz? It's good enough or not? Since it comes from the Ayetz, we say, he didn't say something wrong, therefore, it's good. Now, since it is good, according to them, if he did by mistake. And Maran said, do it,
l'chattahillah. But that's a b'di'abad.
No, that's to them.
Yeah, but he says it's good.
But b'di'abad is good. And he said, Maran said, l'chattahillah, do like Maran. Right. That's what he found books that they say this way. But all the years, we did it, all the books. Yosef Hayim, Kafa Hayim, they all said to say Shakur. But the rabbi went to say, no, say it like Maran said.
Is it just those two things, almonds and the dates?
No. Huh?
Is it just the almonds and the dates?
No, anything. I just got apricot. Apricot. What do they want? A mardin today.
Right. So.
Well, you don't recognize it. But in this he agreed also.
Say Shakur.
On the Amar Din says Shakur.
This he agreed. We'll come to it later. I said, for example, you take mashed potatoes, going into the pin for Rabbi, you don't see Shakot. What do you say?
But you recognize them.
Mashed potatoes?
Yes.
What do you recognize? How do you know?
You recognize a potato.
Bolani.
Because you know what it is.
Because you know it.
You know what it is.
Yeah, you look at it, you know what it is.
No, no.
Mashed potatoes?
Mm-hmm.
Mashed powder.
Powder? What kind of powder?
What do you cook?
Shoe powder.
Yeah, there's potato powder.
Is what?
Potato powder.
Potato starch, like.
Starch?
No, potato starch, you don't say, you don't say, you say shehekol on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Why?
Because it's
mashed potatoes it's
a,
also.
No, but it underwent shinui, it underwent the change. But if you take a potato, you bake the potato, you take it, you open it, you mash it, you look, but you can see it's a potato.
You mash it, you can't see nothing.
Not the one you beat, you do it. The one you boil and...
How do you know it's potatoes?
You boil it.
You go to the supermarket, you buy it.
You peel it, and then you mash it, and then you put it in the oven. That's how I do it.
Ask your wife. That's what she
used to do.
There's many kinds of kugel today. There's kugel from potatoes, there's kugel from different things.
Noodles, yeah.
From flowers. How do you know which one?
I don't know. We don't have kugel, do we?
I'm just showing you, for example, the deck that mashed potatoes and make it kugel.
Mm-hmm.
The mashed potatoes, you don't. Only because you know it.